What's new?
It's all right.
Hiya.
Pre-game.
And you'll do it even if he is here too, right? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Nice article on Corbin. Well done. I know there's a lot of time put into that. Well done. It's a shame the editor hacked off half of that thing. Yeah. Okay. Couple things real quick. I know that today was a big announcement for this organization, and I just wanted to make sure that I addressed it properly, and I've been thinking about the right thing to say, and it's quite simple. I'm honored. I'm honored that this organization has put the faith in me, Ken, Derek, and Mike, the faith in me that I'm able to go ahead and lead this team for the rest of this year and next year. And I don't want to let them down. This is my home. This is, my wife and I love the Valley. And I couldn't think of a better situation to be in with great ownership, great leadership. And you know, the rest is, you know, up to the players, and there's great players. I got a chance to thank my coaching staff for the effort they've given me, the trust they've placed in me. And you know, it's not easy after you win 52 games to come out and talk about your philosophies working or wanting them to work or expecting them to work. But this group believed in me, and I got a chance to thank them each individually and collectively, because it means a lot to me. We're moving forward. This organization has a lot of really good things to look forward to, but I want to make sure that we're not happy with where we're at today. We've got a long way to go. We've got a lot of building to do. We've got a lot of work to put in. We've got a lot of development that needs to take place every single day with our young players, and more are coming. But we've seen some very good results, and we're in a good spot right now. We want that to continue. But I'm thrilled about this news. It was compartmentalizing it. A lot of people have asked me if it's been on my mind over the past couple of days couple of months. Of course it has. I'm a human being, but I was able to compartmentalize it, put it back, and do my job every single day because that was my responsibility.
Corey, what did they tell you?
When or what?
When.
Yeah, I was on my way home from the eye doctor today and got a phone call from Mike Hazen at probably, 10:30. But I knew a decision was imminent. I knew something was going to have to happen. A conversation was going to have to be had. But I didn't want that to distract me from doing my job or the players from doing theirs. So I think everybody was aware that something could be happening at some point in the next 45 days. And I was just glad to get that phone call and get it out of the way.
Was it, like, I know you said last year the same thing, like you were trying to put it in the back of your mind, not mm-hmm. think about it, but was it on your mind less this year than it was last year, just given how things have gone on the field?
I would say so. I take great comfort in knowing that I'm doing all I can every single day and working as hard as I possibly can every single day. And then at the end of the day, if it's not your number, it's not your number. And I would have accepted that. I think that was my overall outlook. As long as I was doing what I was supposed to be doing and not being distracted by any of the noise, I was satisfied. Last year was just I can't explain last year. We were gutted. We were gutted. Mike stepped out. Amiel, Fitzy, and I, on a nightly basis, were trying to figure out what we were going to do and how we were going to do it. And it just didn't work. So this off season, we spent a lot of time together, and we thought about some things that needed to change. They're evident. The players have gone out and performed, and I want to say thank you to the players as well. I failed to mention them. These guys have been getting after it every single day. And you know, at the end of the day, of course, it is about their performance, but it's about how they're learning every day as well. But it was a tough year last year. And I just kind of threw the whole year out after it was over. And I just thought, you know what, I'm coming back and I'm going to do my job the best way I can. So they probably overlapped a little bit, but I compartmentalized it the best way I could.
Corey,
What's your feeling about coming back again next year in the third year where you don't have a contract?
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just thankful that I've got this year and next year. I'm gonna take care of that the best way I can. And my mom and my dad taught me to honor contracts and honor a handshake, and I'll do that. And then I can't look beyond that. I'm going to just be grateful for what I have, thankful that this organization believes in me, and when it's time for them to make a decision, moving forward, I hope they'll make it. And that's not in my control, and I want to control my controllables.
Tori, a lot of your career has been in development. Mm-hmm. You spent a lot of time in the minors. And mm-hmm. How nice is it to be able to work with this young talent that you have here with this movement that you guys have obviously got?
Yeah, correct. I spent 10 years in player development with the Cleveland Indians, and I learned to appreciate the development of a young player and a young player's mind and a body and the spirit. The talent is always there. And, you know, we're watching young players come up here and grow and learn every single day. And to me, there's no greater joy than watching them run off the field with a big smile on their face after they have worked on something and accomplished it in a major league environment. I've been saying all along, I know a few of you get tired of my associations and my cliches, but if we were a basketball team, we would run up and down the court as fast as anybody. The start of the year, we'd get in position to make our plays, make our defensive assignments and our offensive sets. We'd dribble a ball off our foot or miss a rebound. It just takes time to hit the threes and get in the right spot at the right time in the right place, and that is development. That is coming here and continuing to develop, and we are dribbling the ball off our foot less. We are starting to make our shots, and things are starting to fall into place. However, we still have a long way to go. And that, I'm still wearing a development hat when I say that.
Tori, as your roster has gotten younger, I mean, you guys have got a pretty veteran heavy team.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tailored what you do as a manager to that?
Yeah, I made adjustments. I'm not the same person I was 5.5 years ago. I know that. I appreciate great play. I respect how hard this level is. When you have a group of veterans that know how to do things, you just kind of get out of their way, posture them when it's needed, and align with them a lot. But over the past 3 years, it's been a totally different vibe for me, where I've had to dig in a little bit and teach and hit the coaches pretty hard on what my expectations were and align with them about what it's going to take for them to go out and be the best teacher possible. And it was development for them too. There is no hands off in this situation anymore. The first couple years we got here, we had a very veteran team. We know the names. It was a great team, and it's totally different now. We got to put on a different hat, and it's more about the development and pressing on every single day and not being satisfied. So I've changed in that way. I think I was going to give you guys a horse racing term, but I think that might be a little bit inappropriate. I've gotten after the coaches a little bit more over the past couple of years, and after the players a little bit more than I ever have about what I want them to do.
Tori, did anyone, you know, Mike or anyone from the organization speak specifically to you about what it was that they felt most strongly about as the main reason to bring you back?
No. It was just a quick, you know, 5-10 minute conversation with Mike. We talked about a couple of other things along that conversation. But no, I didn't need to know the reason why. I just was grateful, and they made the decision. So I don't know. I'm sure I have some wonderful qualities, and I also have some not so wonderful qualities, and we all know what they are. So I need to keep developing as well. That's never, my boss has never ever stopped developing me, and I appreciate that.
Tori, given what's happened here the last couple of years, and we've covered you since you've been here, and I sense some changes in body language and speech, the way you talk to us, and at a frustration level of the last couple of years, was there any thought about stepping away from this organization, going somewhere else, getting a fresh start, a new start, and kind of flossing your brain a little bit?
Never. I love it here. Like I said, you know, my wife and I live here full time. We love the Valley. We love the associations that we've made. And I love working for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I am proud to work for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And, you know, I got a lot of texts today and a lot of emails over the past couple of hours since this news broke. And that's what I tell everybody, that I am so proud to be inside of this organization. And we got a big mountain to climb. And I want us to be fixtures at the top of that mountain. But we got to get there through a lot of hard work. And I want to be a part of that. You know, it's easy to be given the keys to a Ferrari and you just get in that car and let it ride. I think that's what we had here early on. But there's been so much satisfaction that's taken place, especially over the past couple months, that leads me to think that this is a perfect organization for me to be in.
Tori, you're going to be going into your sixth year, I think, mm-hmm. if I'm counting correctly. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the average tenure of a major league manager is, but I know it's probably shorter than that. I just wondered if you had a chance, since you've gotten the news, to just kind of reflect on the longevity you've gotten to enjoy here.
Yeah, I certainly have. And I know in the Valley here, I'm the longest tenured manager, head coach. I'm proud of that. And, you know, I've made connections with all the other head coaches in the Valley here. I like what we have, and I appreciate my time here. And I'm never, ever going to take that for granted, that I've been the manager here for 6 years. And that means that I've been doing some things right. And there's some acknowledgement in that from the people that make decisions on my career. And in a sport where things change rapidly, it's nice to know that ownership and leadership here has given me a chance to see this through some very, very awkward, dark times. And I appreciate that. And I don't take it for granted, but my reflection is that I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I have a lot to give to this organization that I want to continue learning how to give it as hard and as best as I possibly can.
I know this is not your bailiwick, but mm-hmm. you recognize that you're in a two-tier division here where you have two clubs that are not afraid to spend $300 million on flights.
Mm-hmm.
And the way baseball is trending, mm-hmm. the top-level players are all making double what you guys didn't want to pay Goldschmidt when mm-hmm. you traded him, if not more.
Yeah.
Where do you see this going, and how do you see this organization improving and spending a little money to fill in the gaps that you're going to need to fill?
Yeah. I know that some payrolls are closing in on $300 million, if I'm not yeah. mistaken. So I'm well aware of that.
The Mets and the Dodgers yeah. and the Yankees are not that far off.
We're all well versed on that because we hear about it a lot. But I don't think anybody in that clubhouse necessarily pays attention to it. In fact, I asked them to embrace that challenge. And we know what we have. We know that we can compete. And we've got a couple of organizations that we can look at that are doing it at a very high level. The Rays have done it at a very high level in a very rugged AL East. The Oakland A's seem to do it very well. The Baltimore Orioles are doing it very well right now. So there's two models. There's three models. There's the model where you rebuild and do what the Oakland A's have done very well. There's models where you go out and spend a lot of money on high-priced free agents, and then there's a model where you just build from within and you combine some of the extra money that you have for some key free agent acquisitions. I prefer the middle model, and that's the one that we've been following, and we're yielding some really good young players right now, and there's more on the way. So I know we've been talking about that for a long time, but when they come in here and perform and do things at a high level, I think we can kind of erase the idea that teams are running away from us because they're spending more money than us.
Tori, I got to talk to a few of the players, and they all said what they love about playing about for you
mm-hmm.
is that they can tell you genuinely care for them,
mm-hmm.
and they also can tell that you are genuinely confident in them.
Mm-hmm.
What values have you been taught over the years that these are an outpouring of?
I think that's just kind of who I am at my core. I believe in people. I think people innately are good and want to be good, and I want to always believe in somebody. And when they can't do something, they're going to ask for help, and they know that they can come to me, and they know that I do believe in them and care about them. I want to be genuine and honest. I don't think lying to a player is ever the best remedy for anything. I don't think lying's good, period. But players are smart, and they'll sniff out somebody that is not sincere. And I just want to be sincere with all my actions every single day. And if I expect them to be a certain way, I certainly have to live by that example. But how the players respond to me, and how they respect me means more to me than anything. That to me is the most important thing. How the players go out and function and trust me. That's the most important thing to me.
It's Mikhail Bridges Appreciation Day at the ballpark tonight. What do you make of that? Have you spoken to him about that? Do you maybe help your team? Obviously, you always want to win.
So yeah.
You win, you kind of stick it back to him as he's a Phillies fan?
Yeah. I'd love to see him all decked out in D-back gear, right? So I'm not sure how it all took place, but I love those types of things. I love the crossovers between sports. I know that we got to win a baseball game tonight, and we win a bet, or whoever made the bet. I don't know who threw it out there, but we're going to try and put it on them for sure.
Tori, we were talking with Rojas earlier in the clubhouse, and he was just talking about how last year when things were rough with you guys, or rough for you guys, that he just really stood behind you, and how the clubhouse as a whole really stood behind you in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you just to have a clubhouse full of players who stand behind you through those times?
It means everything. Everything. That's why I'm their manager. I'm honored to be their manager. I get emotional when I think about it, because last year we could have gone in 1,000 different directions, but for some reason they still stood behind me, and we stood together. And never once did I feel like I was on my own island. We won and lost as a team. We learned some valuable lessons that put us in a really good situation this year to never ever go back there. But what the players feel for me, I obviously feel back for them, and the relationships are very healthy, and I spend a lot of time building relationships with players, and when they respond like that to me and say those types of things that I'm not really aware of, that's why I do what I do.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Let's make Tori know you're Steve Gilbert.